This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards in New Delhi today. Indore has once again retained the title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. Speaking on the occasion, the president highlighted that cleanliness is one of the most important aspects of Viksit Bharat 2047 vision and urged countrymen to move forward in making the country clean, healthy and developed. During the event, a total of 78 awards were presented across various categories.
स्वच्छता पर बोल देना प्राचीन काल से ही हमारी सांस्कृतिक और आध्यात्मिक चेतना का आधार रहा है. आपने घरों को, उपासना स्थलों को तथा आसपास के परिवेश को स्वच्छता रखने की परंपरा हमारी जीवन शैली का अभिन्न अंग थी. मुझे आज साफ सफाई करने का अवसर यदि मिल पाता है, मैं उसका उपयोग करती हूँ, क्योंकि साफ सफाई मेरे संस्कार और स्वभाव का और मेरे जैसे करोड़ों देशवासियों के संस्कार और स्वभाव का हिस्सा.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल विजिट बिहार एंड वेस्ट बंगाल टुमारो. During his visit to Bihar, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees in Motihari. These projects pertain to the railways, roads, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. He will also flag off 4 new Amrit Bharat trains. Mr. Modi will also release 400 crore rupees to around 61,500 self-help groups in Bihar under the Din Dayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihood Mission. Union Home Minister and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today participated in the Sahakarita Ebam Rojgar Utsav being held near Jaipur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah flagged off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations, armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. He distributed certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes and inaugurated various infrastructure projects of cooperation. Mr. Shah also inaugurated 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Anna. Union Road and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the logistic cost of the country will come down to 9%. By the end of this year, addressing an event of a private news channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said the reduction in logistic costs will increase India's exports 1.5 times. He noted that increased exports will create more employment opportunities and leads to Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister also highlighted that the government is on a mission to make India free from air, noise, water and fossil fuel pollution. The Delhi government has ordered anti-corruption branch probe into alleged irregularities in the Jai Bhim Chief Minister Talent Development Scheme during the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. Addressing at press conference in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood accused the Aam Aadmi Party of 145 crore rupees scam during the COVID-19 period under the scheme. He said that Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta had recommended an investigation into the matter, following which Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the ACB to initiate an inquiry. The Bihar government today announced free electricity to up to 125 units to consumers in the state from the 1st of next month. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced the decision ahead of Bihar Assembly polls, saying it will benefit 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. He added that over the next 3 years, with the consent of this domestic consumer, solar power plants will be installed on the rooftops and at nearby public places. INS Nilgiri, the lead ship of the Nilgiri class stealth guided missile frigates, sailed to Chennai harbour for the first time today. Built indigenously under Project 17A, INS Nilgiri stands as a testament to India's growing prowess in shipbuilding and maritime capabilities. The ship is equipped with cutting-edge weapons and sensors, significantly enhancing the operational might of the Indian Navy. The ship was commissioned into the Indian Navy by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15 January this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been temporarily suspended due to heavy rainfall along the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. No convoys were allowed from Jammu base camp today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.